Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
Hey. I know it's been a long time since you've heard our voices.
It's good to be back.
Good to be behind this microphone again in these beautiful, lovely yellow chairs.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Our self-made studio.
It's awesome. I love it in here. So we promised everybody we would explain why we have been on a hiatus for a year. It's been a year.
I know. It's hard to believe. It went so fast, really.
No, it really did. Yeah. So I'll go first and then you can tell everybody.
Give some of my own highlights.
What you're
the highlights or lowlights.
Highlight reels.
Yeah.
So because I have no memory and I remember some things, but not everything. I'm looking at my pictures on my phone. So in February, Oliver turned a year old and I actually had a birthday party for him. I made him a cake out of dog food and mashed potatoes. And I had people over. Well, my sister and my niece is over.
Still people.
And got him a little candle and yeah, we made a big deal about it. In March, we went to do axe throwing. So we actually did do something and then we recorded an episode, but things got wild and crazy. So then it never happened. But so that'll be the next episode coming out after this. So stay tuned because that's coming. And then, then I had all those repairs done to the house. Because remember that wall caved in James's room?
Oh, right.
The poop pipe started leaking in the basement. And then I had all the doors replaced. So like all of that happened at one time.
Yeah, those were big projects that you had for sure.
Yeah. And then we started cleaning up outside and those other two retaining walls fell.
Right.
I had to have the landscape guy come in and replace those. And then I did a photo shoot for Women in Transitions. That was April, which I'll be doing she's going to be doing a showing sometime, I think in November, but I don't know yet for that as a fundraiser. And then I went and got another cortisone shot in my neck, which lasted about a week. And then I decided that it was time to get the discs replaced in my neck. So June was pretty much pre-testing, all that stuff. And then July 1st, I was under the knife. And from July 1st until the end of August, I literally did nothing besides sit.
Yeah.
Sit inside, sit outside, sit, sit, sit. I'd have somebody come and mow my grass. I'd have somebody come and do my weed whacking. I had to have somebody come and clean my house, which is completely unheard of for me. It was hard. It's still hard because I'm not allowed to lift anything still.
Oh, that's right. What's your weight limit?
20 pounds, which is nothing. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, so it was definitely a lot for you. I don't really know what happened to me in February, March, or April.
It's a blur.
Let's see. May. So, yes, I had to go to Michigan because my father was in a hospital and they decided to do another open heart and he did not make it. So I was there in Michigan when he died on the 9th and I had foot surgery scheduled for May 12th.
Right.
So my husband and I had to haul back here that weekend and be ready for my surgery on Monday. And that was okay. I mean, it's not like it was a major surgery. However, it was still surgery in your feet. Boy, you take things for granted so easily. Like until you don't have use of something, it really sucked.
You just don't know.
Oh, wait. Did we talk about my dog too? When my dog had to...
No.
Oh my God. That was March.
That was madness.
March, April. Yeah. So she had pyometra and took her to the ER, I guess you will. Doggy ER over the weekend.
Yeah, the local emergency vet.
Yes. And they treated her for pancreatitis. Even though we talked about the fact that she still had all her lady bits and that it could be pyometra, and they didn't treat her for that, picked her up. Ultimately, she was still sick. So emergency surgery, that was just a shit show. I don't know. But that was very mentally draining.
Mm-hmm. And well, then, at one point, you thought you were going to have to put her down.
Yeah, yeah.
So that roller coaster of she's sick, she's better, my gosh, we're going to have to put her down, and then maybe we won't, and then surgery. And
yeah, it was just a cluster. So anyway, but I do think maybe we did touch on it at some point, but I don't know. And I don't know if it made it out into the podcast world. But anyway, then, of course, like I said, my dad, he passed away, had a surgery. And then ultimately, I had to go back up to Michigan because we had to take a U-Haul or pick up a U-Haul and bring a lot of stuff back. And we had a memorial service on July 4th weekend.
Yep.
So it was a very emotional summer season, I guess. You know, spring and summer, because it didn't even feel like we had a summer at all.
No.
And here we are. It's going to be October, like for real.
I know. And it's going to be
the only
cold
saving
again.
Grace is that the hot flashes and everything, and I'm hot all the time, is that the colder weather will be refreshing.
Right.
So anyway, that's it in a nutshell. I mean,
but we were able to squeeze in a quick beach trip in September. So that was good.
Yeah. A couple weekends ago. That was really nice. We had the best weather ever.
Best weather.
So anyway, we are back now. Hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully we get up through a whole year, whole season.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be crazy crap happening all the time that we'll be able to talk about. I did go to New York City, though, in June. I went to see Boy George and Moulin Rouge on Broadway.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yep. That was a good weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we were down in Times Square, and they were having a turban festival, so we got... The guy's like, come on in. And we went in, and then they wrapped our heads in turbans, which was really cool. But it was so hot out. So we get down about two blocks from Times Square. And I said to Kim, I know I didn't want to be disrespectful to them because they spent a lot of time doing that. I said, but I got to get this thing off my head. It was so hot. I was burning up. But now I got a really nice scarf, a really nice long scarf because we kept it.
Okay.
Yeah, they had tables and tables full. And then you got to pick whatever color you wanted. And I got pink.
Yours is pink?
Yeah, and Kim's was blue.
Why was I thinking of gold?
No.
I know I saw a picture or something.
Hers was like a Tiffany blue color, yeah. Hmm. So that's it. I don't know what I got going on. My niece got accepted to Bloom, Lock Haven, and I think she applied at Wilkes. They went to Bloom last week to tour the college, and this weekend we're going to Lock Haven. I'm going with them.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather's good this weekend, too.
I think it is. She wants to be a teacher, so God bless her, because I couldn't do that.
I don't know that I'd want to.
Mm-mm.
Maybe 30 years ago when I was younger, but not now.
Not even then.
I may have. I don't know. But I was one of those, I had ambitions for a lot of different things.
Right.
Obviously, none of them panned out.
You're not dead yet, Bev. You can always do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't had that much going on either, aside from the main events.
Yeah.
My kids, you know, I worry about them constantly because the two at home, they've been jetting all over the place for their jobs. And so I'm stressing about that.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to let go.
It is. Yeah. You just have to remember they're adults.
Yeah.
But it is so hard. Mm-hmm. I get it. I remember the very first time after Jonathan got his driver's license, he wanted to go like this Comic-Con thing down in Washington, D.C. I thought my heart was literally going to pound out of my body. I was like so scared the whole time he was gone. He was probably down there having the time of his life, and I'm like having full-on panic attacks.
Because
I know what it's like driving in DC, and it's hard.
Oh yeah.
And it's scary, and like he hadn't had his driver's license very long. I was freaking out. But then I'm like, you know what, I remember when I was, you know, in my 20s, I was all over the place, and I had kids, so
yeah.
I just got to calm down. I'm going to get myself a stroke.
I know. there really is something to be said that as the older you get, you tend to lose that, you know, and recognize yourself and your children, because you'd start to change a little bit. Like,
right.
Oh my God, it's so scary out there, you know, but we did it.
Right.
Other than that, nope. Pretty much the same old story for everything else, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to, but our theme this year was going to be activities. So we have to think of what we're going to do next. It might be too cold to milk a camel.
I want to do the overnight stay.
Oh, we got to go to the library.
Ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Something of that nature. Whether it be at the library or
somewhere.
An inn that's supposedly haunted, or just go to the bunkers that you mentioned.
Yeah, Elvira bunkers.
And test out some equipment that we have. It's just like an EMF reader I got, I guess.
Yeah, and I got you those
the
balls that light up whenever there's something near. Yep. Yeah, we got to do that. So I think that should be our next adventure.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. I'm down for it.
So Halloween is right around the corner, too.
It is. Yeah. I got my Halloween outfit for this year. I'm going to be Medusa. She took my wigs, which she said some kind of treatment that she can do to the wig, the cheapy wigs, because, you know, I'm only paying $10 for a wig.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
To make them look really, really nice. So she took them. So hopefully when they come back, they'll look really, really nice, because they look like plastic wigs. I mean, the hair is not real, so it's very plasticky.
Kelsey's very creative, though. She's very good at things, so I'm sure they're going to look great.
Yeah, and then she's going to do my makeup. But I got a snake dress and a lot of snake jewelry, and then a snake headdress.
I have no idea what I'm doing yet for the photo shoot.
I forgot to tell Kim that you were coming. I got to remind me to tell her that.
Mm. Well, and my girlfriend has, I think, her outfit. She don't want to do a lot of makeup, which is fine. She don't have to, you know?
No.
But I can't think of anything. And then I need something for Troy and I. I really want to do Laverne and Lenny from Laverne and Shirley.
You've been wanting to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I also mentioned to Troy, I said, how about Mel and Flo from Alice?
Oh, my gosh. So
he liked
That's
the idea
a good
of being
idea
Mel.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to go to Basil.
Okay. Yeah.
On October 31st, I believe it is, that evening for a little party.
That's
thing,
fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it will be. I'd love to dress up, but I've just been so busy, though, and I got to think of something.
Yeah.
I don't want to go spend a fortune on
a costume.
I want to kind of make my own stuff, you know?
Right.
So I don't know, but regardless, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
The best Halloween ever was when I was the nun.
The very first party you guys came to at my house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my face was all white makeup.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I thought the best one was the pirate. I thought that year was the best decorations. Everybody was dressed as pirates. That and my carnival one that I did a couple years before that. Those were my two favorite Halloween parties.
I don't remember if we came to the carnival one, because I would think that would have been a good one.
I don't know that I knew you then.
Or if I know I saw this, the props. So
it was called Carnival instead of Carnival. Carnival.
Yeah, I wonder what year that was.
I'd have to look at my pictures.
You have to look, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that would have been fun. I don't know if we would even had even dressed up the first time.
Like, I was the ringmaster. Kim was the bearded lady. Ron was the strong man. My sister Crystal was the gypsy, like the fortune teller. Like, we each played a different part of the carnival, and then we took a group picture at the end. Oh man, it was fabulous. And I had scary clowns all over, and clowns holding like bags of popcorn and cotton candy, and all the food was carnival theme.
I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I just saw pictures
and
I felt like I was there. I don't know.
Good. My cinematic, I have cinematic, whatever that is, so that you could feel immersed in the experience and not even be there.
Yeah. Oh, your parties have always been good.
next year. Well, I didn't do one this year because I can't pick up more than 20 pounds. No sense of even doing it because I can't decorate. Next year, I'm going to stick with the 80s theme.
Okay.
So think big hair, leg warmers, whatever.
Oh my gosh. I swear, I had 80s hair all the way up until 2000 or something.
I know we posted that on our page.
Oh my gosh. I still can't believe I went out of the house. I don't know what I was looking at when I looked in the mirror.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
That was funny. You're like, I looked at that picture and thought, no, this is getting changed right now.
I can't believe my husband took me out.
Well,
with them because my hair was so bad. Oh,
I don't think it was that bad.
Seriously, it was bad.
Well, it was tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know. It seemed like it was as tall as my face was. It was so
like hair face. Oh my gosh.
Fair. I love the 80s. Oh my gosh. I think we maybe talked about this before, but as you get older, like, your brain doesn't age.
Right. Like you can't process that was 40 years ago. You can't process that. Like it feels like that's not even true.
Right.
Like you're in the Mandela effect. Like that's not possible. No, I literally just did that yesterday. No, that was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And you're like, what? How's that even possible?
Yeah, of course. I was just on the floor here before we started, and you said, I can hear your knees.
Her knees were like Rice Krispies. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Oh, it's so bad.
So bad.
I was hoping that collagen that I take every day would help with that
knee. You would think that it would limber it up a little bit in your joints.
I think.
Is that not, it's not helping?
Well, you heard him. So,
no. Maybe you need to tell the bill, go to my knees. Go to my knees.
I've been taking collagen for quite a while now. It does help.
What other things does it help with, though?
It helps with my nails.
Does it?
And
your hair.
My hair, yeah.
So you do see some kind of benefit from that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
As far as joint-wise and that, no.
No.
But, well, I mean, I don't know. I could be seeing a benefit, and I just...
How do you know that they couldn't be worse if you weren't taking
that? That's what I mean. I went to, I went to Washington, Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, that's right.
I went the end of August with a friend of mine and her daughter for a week to get away. Oh, it was beautiful out there. But before I went and had a manicure. And I always do my own nails.
Yeah.
So I use a red carpet gel with a light.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my hands in dishwater all the time. So it seems like I only get like a week out of them and they'll start peeling. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go get a manicure. And I asked the girl, you know, how long? And she said, a couple weeks. Well, it ended up, it was just a little over a week. And They were chipping.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, so obviously me, I'm a picker. So I picked them up. My nails were absolute crap. Wow. After that, and I'm like, never again am I doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, my red carpet doesn't stay on for a long time, but it doesn't do to my nails what this stuff did.
Okay.
It was like it was lethal on my nails. So
not good.
But anyway, they were really super short and I was able to put nail polish on last night and I don't think they look bad.
No, they look good to me.
I think it has to do with the collagen.
Okay.
I think it's helping with
Yeah. Right. You know, put a plug in for my friends that just started their own transportation business.
Okay.
It's more commercial than residential, so it's probably for businesses. Default Transport LLC. I'll put a picture of their card on when I post about the episode.
And where are they based out of?
Williamsport. Well, I'm in Torresville. Loyal Sockish. Yeah.
You want to throw another town in there?
You know, all of them. Places. Williamsport in the greater area of Williamsport.
Okay. Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, have a good night or day or morning or afternoon or whatever time it is when you're listening to this.
Till next time.
Have the day you deserve.
Bye.
Bye.